MEC of the Department of Coxter as the premier somewhat convened somewhat of a visit in Gertsebande, targeting all seven municipalities, be it Chief Albert Luthuli all the way to Dr. Pixliga Isakaseme. I understand that the MEC was a part of those deliberations. Now, the aim of the premier is to just gather what seems to be pressing issues around the administering of service delivery. We are also tracking the MEC. Hopefully we do get hold of him. And just maybe, reflect on that particular meeting that took place with all the executives of these different municipalities in Gertsebande in the province. MEC, are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well. And how are you?
I'm good, MEC.
Thank you very much.
MEC, today the Premier somewhat lived up to the commitments that he made upon when he was sworn in of visiting municipalities in the province and understanding the challenges affecting them, with regards to service delivery, just mainly to the residents that host that particular municipality. Give us a sense of what really stood out for you in the sessions that were held today in the district municipality.
Well, thanks very much, and let me create the listeners of Rise FM. Look, indeed, the Premier fulfilled the commitment he has made on his inauguration. We have received the report that comes from the municipalities in terms of the status of municipality in the Gertsebande. Now, this report, it varies from one municipality to the other, but the gist of the matter is to look at the issue of service delivery as a basic, such as water, electricity, roads, sanitation. Those are the basic issues that we're to look in particular. And we realize that in Gertsebande, there are a number of challenges of water, and some challenges go to an extent that the dams around the Gertsebande are getting dry. They no longer produce or give sufficient water to the reservoir. I think that's one big problem. Second issue that we realize that there are a number of roads that are equally not good, despite that municipality are trying their best, which are not good. But the key issue was the issue of maintenance. That all what we have realized is that the maintenance that municipalities are expected to do is not there or is insufficient. Now, maintenance goes with the budget. Budget goes with the collection of the revenue by the municipality themselves. And we discover that the municipalities, they have been owed almost 10 billion. And them combine water affairs and electricity Eskom. When we check, they owe Eskom almost 3 billion. Now, minus the amount of the money being owed, you can see if they can receive that money, the majority of their problems can be resolved. The question is how going to get their money from the communities, because 8 billion come from the household. And the other different of 2 billion come from government, departments as well as business. In the main business constitute a larger part, department is less. And those are the areas that we picked up in our interaction and the level of the electricity reduction. Because in some other cases, they are withdrawing more than what has been given by Eskom as a ratio because of number of areas that they have now connected and some they've got number of illegal. Those are challenges that are posed by the level of municipalities in different areas. But of course, there are some positiveness, and the positiveness is the municipalities that have already planned some projects that are getting executed, and there's a less problems insofar as so-called construction mafia around Gertsebande is not that right, except business forum there and there. And we believe through the LED as another mitigation, we can minimize this forum so that municipalities that now know as they advertise the work, and immediately they must be able to even to attach the subcontractors as per the 30%. Remember, 30% is not to give a person who has not worked. Mm. It's the 30% of the work that individual must do. And that must be clear to many contractors and subcontractors. Those who just come and want 30%, no, those are the exodus. Those are the people that want to extort money from the people. That's almost criminal. It's not acceptable. But yeah, those who want to do the work and get 30% as subcontractors, that's legal. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've discussed with municipalities in terms of the LED, strengthening the LED management and get this project moving.
Yeah. MEC, out of the 7 municipalities in Gertsband, there's now been 5 municipalities that have been since subjected into the forensic investigation of Section 106. Only 2, not yet. Does that not worry the department? And also, was that part of what was spoken about in the sessions held today?
Oh, yes. We would not have left that matter. In fact, it was up to how far they implemented the resolution or the recommendations of Section 106. And we started each one of them. When we check LEQA, there are almost 90% of the Section 106 recommendations get implemented. Remember, some of implementing they might be long term, some are immediate, etc. And that makes us hope that we're there. The second one being Governor Mbeki and Msukalekwa, and the recent one being Mkhondo.
Yeah.
We see there's a great progress insofar as that is concerned. You remember in the Mkhondo, we've just seconded the municipal managers, because the municipal manager was equally cited on the Section 106, and we've since seconded the municipal manager to get implementing all the decisions that were there, recovering of the money, making sure things go back to normal, making sure the policies are in line, and there's a major compliance in terms of procurement, etc. And we've equally looked in terms of the filling of the vacancies, and we've given them the deadline that the municipalities must be able to appoint managers accordingly. And remember, there's a requirement, and this is what probably at times gets misunderstood when people just talk about cadre diploma, without understanding that. You must follow the laws. That is the requirement. Anyone who is not meeting the requirements cannot pass the test of COCTA, because COCTA must do the concurrence. And we're over a period of time, we have not done that. We have returned everything that seems not in compliance. So all those areas we must able to look, because that help us. But of course, I must indicate municipalities like the policing is a great tool. It means their salary scale level is far below, and it's not able to attract very skillful personnel. They're not able to come there because of the level of the salary payment in that area. Those are the challenges that municipalities from A to B will always find themselves in. But in the main, yes, we have checked, and certainly we have realized that the municipalities are not many vacant posts at the senior management. And of course, we have said all the funded positions must be filled. They don't have reason not to do that. One critical area that we had to look was the equity in terms of the female. But the position, some of the persons they show us and the advertisement and the responses, we have not received any application from women. In those cases, you find yourself under the bus, because what do we do in that case? I think those are the challenges that you come across as we progress. And this is what probably should encourage our female counterparts must do that, apply. Unfortunately, other positions at the senior management level, you still require some experience. Whereas other positions below might not need those experience.
Yeah. Let's talk about then unfunded budgets. I mean, you'd remember in the previous financial year within local government, we had about 8 municipalities that were still passing unfunded budgets. 4 of those municipalities, they came from Gertsibande. Surely the level of financial literacy in some of the municipalities in Gertsibande is quite poor. What has been the engagement of COCTA, or COCTA in this instance, in lobbying some of your stakeholders and as well as the district in ensuring that somewhat financial education gets to be inculcated in some of the municipalities?
Well, look, it's extremely illegal because your appetite, you make people to have an appetite. You just raise hope unnecessarily by passing unfunded budget. And this is something that the Premier condemned and his department to condemn it at all costs. There is no point to lie, because immediately you go to people and you pass the budget and they've got hope, and later you can't do that and you claim the budget. Why you, in the first place, you have done that? And indeed, we've discovered that there are four municipalities out of the one that we've seen. They had unfunded budget, and we're working together with the Department of Finance to reverse these issues, to relook the budget. And I've been clear, moving forward as we do the assessment of the report they presented, we're not able to approve the budget as departments if those budgets are not funded. They rather have a less, you know, budget than having a balloon budget, which the money is not there. And they should able, correct as you say, that they must be skillful. You should able to understand that I've managed to collect 20 rand last time. What make you now today you can collect 50 rand? You know, you can't hope on those issues. Yeah. The science must tell you that you collected only 20 rand. Now you want to say you can collect 50 rand.
Mm.
Why can't you say you'll collect 18 rand or 21 rand?
Yeah.
It makes sense that at least we are there, by, and you can still move closer by.
Yeah.
But of course, one of the critical issues, that was what I said earlier, is to go back to the issue of revenue collections, because that's what makes the budget becomes unfunded. And we'll then check these departments that are owing. And I think at the end of the day, the Premier will make assessment and make pronunciation that treasurer, we must take the money that is owed by municipalities, I mean owed by departments to municipalities, and we pay them. But obviously, we'll not do it blindly, because there must be a way to show that you have been owed. There must be proper invoices and the proper billing that goes there. And that's why national, they've got this system to assist municipalities. That's why at the same time, Treasury, they've introduced a new system that municipalities must able to respond before the 24th of November in terms of the collection, the token, and all those areas. Those things, if gets implemented by municipalities, some of them will go out of this unfunded budget.
Yeah, fully agree. MEC, let's touch on just how big of an issue is hung councils. Because in that region of Gertsband, you've got two municipalities out of the seven that are there that are hung council, being Governing Peggy and as well as Lekwa local municipality. And I've since had the Premier in different platforms, even on a political platform, the Premier speaking there, he would cite how big of a problem it is for government to have two, in fact, three hung councils in general, and also how the dynamics of handling hung councils, they tend to somewhat impact service delivery. But talk us through around, you know, from a level of government, how much of a problem is hung councils, Governing Peggy and Lekwa in this instance?
Look, we're happy. See, democracy is maturing. Remember, these are rules, regulations, act. Now, this act, they don't say which party or which person you are. It's just one act passed by parliament. Now, if all of us were to implement that rules, that act, that should not arise the issue of harm. Therefore, from what we see, we begin to realize that our councillors, they begin to realize that they must work towards implementing what we refer to service delivery, which is their core function they must do. So far, I can't attest to say we have not picked up any difficulties insofar as that issue is concerned. The difficulties could be saying that we can't pass the budget, and therefore that municipality cannot function. The difficulty is that the council is not sitting, because every time there's power struggle, they can't go to a meeting because there's a power struggle, it's a hang, they are equal in terms of the strength. That has not happened. There's been compliance throughout our municipalities in the provinces, and that confirms, and the AG will show you last time municipalities spent the whole 100 million funds and all those issues. That suggests that our councillors that are there, they begin to realize the responsibility that they are expected to do. You go to government backing in the mural committee, you have EFF as well there. You go to Lekwa, you do have some mixture of parties in the council there. You are running. When you go to Stiftshwede, the oversight is done by the opposition party to manage those issues. So from where I am sitting, we don't have a stress about that issue.
Without a doubt. MEC, I really want to thank you so much for your time. But before I go, I mean, you've already touched on or alluded to the AG. You were in Gertsebande. Even the district there is struggling to get a clean audit. Just how much of a big concern then was that even a talking point among just the audit outcome of some of the municipalities that are operating in that region?
Well, look, majority of municipalities have retained their status in terms of the previous, what you call the previous outcomes. It's only Lekwa that has shown progress moving from disclaimer to qualified, which is hope. We are concerned that the district of Gertsebande is gone on and off, moving from clean audit to unqualified, back to clean audit, unqualified, and they receive unqualified in the previous audit. That's our major concern. Now, the team that we are now putting together at the level of the district in terms of the DTM model, where the finances, it will be there, will make sure that our team from province and treasury, all the time they visit that area. Because sometimes municipalities, when AG raise this issue, this time to concentrate, then they forget other issues. Mm. And next time AG is no longer on that issue, look at other areas. And the governance is not about we look on areas, it's about we look the entire services that we are doing. Because AG is like pick up, like someone who's sitting exam. Do not know that the previous question paper was late, this will be the same. Not the problem.
Yeah.
He must set up exam properly. And that's what the AG does.
Yeah.
And exactly that's what one of municipality must be. Everywhere it must be okay. Mm. Everywhere it must be fine.
Yeah. MEC, I don't want to hog you. Let me allow you to somewhat rest in Mkhonda. I know there's quite a lengthy project or I suppose program you have tomorrow.
Thank you.
Without a doubt, thank you so much for always making time.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for speaking to me as well and the listener.
I really appreciate you, MEC. That's the MEC of Cockstar in the province of Mpumalanga, MEC Speed Mashilo.